things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 11 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And it just seems like this is the song that never ends.
Keeps going downhill week by week. I thought we might turn it around this week.
I did too.
We did not.
I was hoping for a good game at least. And we couldn't.
First half,
that.
It was still close.
We got Packers lose again to the Redskins 42-24.
Yep. Big story of the game. Injuries.
It seems like it's more than a year.
Our defense, just, they're falling apart.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, I know we got the injuries on the defense, but it just, oh my God. Like, why can't we get any pass rush? Matthews is back.
Yeah.
Maybe not at 100%. Wait, before we get too far into this, what are you drinking?
Miller High Life. In a can.
I wish you could see his face. He just kind of throws it off. Just like, in a can.
Well, I don't know why.
It's not on tap.
You got to get the bottles. They're the same price as the cans.
I actually like it better in the can.
Because it's lighter and you can carry it easier?
No, it makes me feel strong when I crush the can. It makes me feel like a man.
But you get overexcited and you do it with beer still in there and you make a mess.
No, you never drink it all.
I never drink it all.
Yeah, there's like I empty out the cans when you drink my beer, and there's
That's
always beer.
That's not true.
Oh, should we call your mom? Check it. So we just can't stop getting hurt. We got
no.
So many injuries.
We basically are gonna have to have safeties playing cornerback. We have no cornerbacks. Inside linebacker, we ran out of those. It's crazy. Yeah. Not much you can do. I know we have a. I didn't recognize his name when I read it today, so I'm not going to remember it now. By the way, we're recording this on Wednesday.
Oh, see, very good. I was just going to say that, so thank you.
Yep. And we got a new guy that we just activated for cornerback. Apparently, he looked pretty good in the preseason, but not good enough to make the team.
On, yeah.
So we'll see. I don't remember his name. But, yeah, there's just a ton of injuries.
And it's tough to watch because any good team is going to – they're going to go after the players that wouldn't normally be playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at our
defense.
I'm looking at –
Even the starters aren't playing great, though.
No, that's what I was like. I mean, we had Matthews and Peppers in with Daniels.
Yeah.
Three studs on the line. And we still couldn't get any pressure.
The line play, there's not really an excuse for. Secondary starters, you can kind of assume they're overplaying because they feel like they have to cover deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
The line, I don't really know why that's struggling so much to get pressure. I thought it'd be a lot better than it was.
Yeah, totally with you. And we're trying. You know, we got comments last week. I thought we did pretty good. Not being pessimistic, we were still having fun. But, man, it's getting hard.
It is getting hard.
I was talking to my mom.
We're spoiled, though.
Yeah, we are. And that's exactly where I was going because I told her, I said, I feel like I'm back in my childhood, back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, where we were lucky if we, you know, we were happy if we beat Chicago or, you know, the Vikings.
Yeah.
You know, we get 3-4 wins a year. That's what we always get. But we got the Eagles coming up, Monday night game, and then –
Because, you know, now that we've fully fallen off, let's have a couple primetime games in a row right. So the whole country can see.
So we got the Eagles, the Texans, the Seahawks, the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions. I would say, honestly, I mean, even the Bears, we could see it as a loss the way we're playing right
now. If we
now.
Don't improve.
Right.
Yeah. You remember preseason episode when we were projected to win every game?
Right.
That changed.
Oh, huge. Yeah. I don't know. And we touched on it a lot last week, too. We're like, the vibe is just not there.
Yeah, the energy's not.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's hard to know what to really point at. Play calling, I guess we can get kicked off here. I didn't have much to put under there. I put that once again, end of the first half, they have the ball. We give them a third down, so McCarthy calls a timeout so we can get the ball back on offense. And once again, they convert on third down, mm-hmm. capitalize with the extra time we gave them, and score a touchdown.
Right. Yeah, I saw this is related to that, because I saw something today where it said that Murphy said that Thompson and McCarthy's jobs are not in jeopardy. And it's like, that's almost a kiss of death when they finally come out and say, no, they're fine, they're okay. But
that's like when the girlfriend says, I'm fine.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. I'm fine.
So, yeah, I give you that. Aaron, he did all right. He did good.
I thought he had a good game.
Yeah.
Especially with the win they were playing, and you said you thought they were kind of playing that up a little in the pregame, how bad the wind was, but then you start seeing the kicks and the throws moving through the air.
Yeah.
It was definitely a windy game. He ended up 26 of 41, 351 yards and 3 touchdowns, 33 mm-hmm. yards rushing.
Still our best rusher.
Oh, yeah.
It's pathetic. 33 yards rushing. He's our best rusher. It's like, Ted Thompson, seriously? You can't
find
anybody?
Was he the leading rusher on the game?
Yep. I believe so. Yep. Starks, he's not an Eddie Lacy, who we found out today.
He's not a premier back, yeah.
You shared in Bleeding Green and Gold on Facebook on our
Lacy's not coming back this year from IR, neither is Sam Shields.
That's a bummer, man. It's
Shields, I didn't expect him to.
Right.
With
I
the
can
concussion.
See him retiring, really.
Five concussions now, that's a big
what
deal.
What would you do?
If I was him?
Yeah.
I don't know, if I had the money, I'd retire.
Well, he's got money. But I'm just saying, no, I mean, you start thinking about scrambling your eggs in your brain.
Well, Arian Foster, he was mainly with the Texans throughout his career. Great career. Was with the Dolphins this year. He ended up retiring midseason this year because he wants to keep all his marbles, basically. So,
how can you blame him?
You can't.
All right, so.
Ripkowski.
No, Kuhn.
No, it's Ripkowski now.
Ripkunski.
Ooh. I like that. Ripkunski. Sounds Russian. Ripkunski.
Let's get some vodka.
Hard runner.
He is.
Fun to watch his runs. He had that one,
I think
the first run of the game, he lowered the shoulder and just ran him over.
I mean, it's like if there's no hole, it doesn't matter. He just goes. So it's got as a lineman, you go like, dude, really? I'm here.
I wish he got more carries.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why he doesn't, but it's fun to watch him run. Geronimo, was it Alfonso or something? Geronimo?
Well,
Do you remember his first name?
No, I don't.
He's still higher up on the depth chart than Janice and Davis. He really kind of jumped up there, and he's held on to it, so that's interesting to see.
I think it for good reason. I mean,
he's proved he deserves it. Janice has proved he does not.
Right.
There's always those every week, the Jeff Janice apologists, and I just don't really get it. He's got the talent.
One of them for a while, but
yeah.
I mean, I think Geronimo's got much more upside than those two do.
Yeah.
And I just think that he's got a chance to really.
And he's skinny and lanky.
He's
he can
lanky.
Squeeze through the defense. They don't even see him. He turns sideways. He's invisible. All right.
All right. I got to take off my jacket now.
This is turning into a whole other kind of podcast.
Bunka chaka.
Okay. Richard Rodgers still can't block.
Oh gosh, that's so disappointing.
What?
And it's really taught. You can be taught that,
mm-hmm.
but he's not willing to stick his head in there.
Can't remember what I was watching, which game. But it's whoever Vernon Davis plays for now. Do you know?
I don't.
It might actually be the Packer game. Is he on the Redskins?
I think he is.
Is he the backup?
Yep, I think so.
So they're starting Jordan Reed, starting tight end. Yeah, okay. Now I got my head on right. Jordan Reed, they were talking about how he's improved so much just this year and just in the past few weeks in run blocking because he's been learning from Vernon Davis.
Mm.
Be nice if we could say the same on our team.
Yeah.
We don't have, it feels like in a lot of positions, we don't have that veteran presence.
Yeah.
That's bringing them up. A few we do, the receivers, they have Jordy.
Right.
Who's still not the oldest guy.
Right.
He could, we had Driver. Not a ton. You have Clay in the linebackers.
Well, and
Julius Peppers.
You haven't really been through this before. You haven't been through losing like this before with the Packers.
No, this is my first time.
Yeah, this is so you. Sean grew up with Favre, and then
Rodgers. I was born on a Super Bowl year.
So he's lived a charmed life. but it what happens is that you overanalyze everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that, you know, when you're winning, you just kind of go, yeah, but. I mean, now we're out of butts. It's like, yeah everything is just like
and
bad.
It's new to us as well. Like we said, we're spoiled. We're not beaten down and trodden mm-hmm. on like Lions fans or Browns fans. We're not used to this.
And then when you you get to the point when you're watching the game and you're like, chances are we're not going to come back. You know they're not playing very good.
Yeah, because especially with Rodgers in our offense, there was always that feeling when we were losing, right. We're going to come back.
Right.
Now it's like, we're down by 3, let's call it.
Yeah, there's 6 minutes left, yeah. Jared Cook?
Up and down.
Yeah.
There's things to like, things to not like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say about
it. Our offensive line?
Probably, I'd say, the worst game of the season so far for the offensive line.
It just keeps going down.
Can you imagine if we didn't have a mobile quarterback?
No. No. I mean, yeah. We wouldn't even be in the games.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'd say both Barkley and Lindsey had rough games. Barkley actually ended up getting injured, so even though he had a rough game, that's tough to see. Spriggs came in for him. He looked pretty good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
He had that one penalty, but other than that, we didn't really hear his name, which is what you want.
That's exactly right, yeah.
What'd you think of Montgomery this game? I know last week we talked about Starks is back. We completely stopped using Ty Montgomery. What do you think this week?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I honestly don't remember
him. We used him more.
Yeah, he did
not,
good.
Not
did
really good. On the backfield. He had a couple runs, but mainly he was catching the ball again. But when we did use him, it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said last week, we waited to get the passes and the plays to Montgomery and Adams until we were losing, even though that's mm-hmm. what works for us. This week, the drives where we do use Montgomery, we scored three times, all touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, and you pointed that out last week, and it also with the play calling, it's like in the beginning of the game, and then we kind of get in this lull, and then it's like, okay, we need to get back to what was working kind of play calling.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the same way again this week.
Yeah, and it's not like Montgomery and Adams are, you know, like world beaters out there. They're not the best receivers in the league, and that's why it always works with them. It's the fact that we're getting to the short mm-hmm. pass game, get them in space, the ball in space, and let them go. We wait to do that, and that's what works. We try to do those timing routes down the field, and that hasn't been working all year.
Right, but if you do the other ones right, it opens up the ladder.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Belichick, he's had a lot of years, a revolving door at receiver mm-hmm. for Brady to throw to, and he's made it work because he does those short passes, those drags and the slants, and gets mm-hmm. guys open, lets them get the yak.
Oh, that's a whole different – they're a whole different level. I mean, we're not even – I used to think we were working our way there, but not right now. Starks, we talked about a little bit. He's not a every down back, but it's good to have him back because
mm-hmm.
we don't have much else.
He had that 31-yard touchdown on the blown coverage where He caught it, turned around. There's no one there. Mm-hmm. 31-yard touchdown now, our longest touchdown on the season.
That's pathetic.
Can you imagine saying that a couple years ago?
No.
This far into the season?
So, all right, let's move on to the other good side of the ball, defense.
Yeah, now that we talked about the bright side of the game, you know, the offense was the good part.
Exactly. That's like, I'm like, you need to really start hiding the sharp objects here because it's only going to get worse. And, again, we're just sharing the facts. It's not like we're piling on here. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
So to start out on a good note, even though it's not fully a good note, Goodson got the starting role over Rollins. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, ended up with his knee injury.
Yeah, you told me about that today. You said the video was
horrific. Yeah, they didn't show it on TV for good reason. I saw a video online. His knee's at, like, just turned sideways, and it's bad. They say it's, a sprained knee. They haven't said how bad it is, how long he'll be out. So we'll see.
You've never had a broken bone, have you?
Fractured my wrist.
So, personally, because I've had a lot of broken bones, and I used to run into these fists in my face all the time. Mm-hmm. And
because you were annoying.
I was a jerk, and a lot of sprains. I played a lot of sports. I would prefer a broken bone over a severe sprain.
Yeah.
Because they take so much longer to overcome.
And it affects my ankles from playing tennis. Mm-hmm. Are just so weak.
Still?
I twist them all the time. I went ice skating on that date. Was that last winter? Hmm. I couldn't even stand upright on the skates because my ankles don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They just bend.
So imagine these guys that have these injuries. So.
Yeah. And then you have to come back and play professional football again.
So every week it seems like we're talking about
biting too hard.
Yep. Just don't even need to say the names because we've said it every week that they keep falling for it.
Well, it's new names this week because the guys from previously are injured.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay.
I put down Dix, Bryce, and Hyde. All biting way too hard.
Hyde is too good to be doing that.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to compensate.
I'm sorry. I was going to bring up Dix, then you said compensate, and I knew there was a joke there, and I just...
Go with it.
No.
I could beep it out later when I edit it out.
So, so Clinton Dix. we also talked about, I think he's kind of overplaying for the deficiencies that are on the defense. He's trying to do more than he should. And it's just making the matter worse, basically.
I would agree with you. I would.
So our secondary is beat to blank. Mm-hmm. I'll let you beep out and pretend I swore. And yet we still rush extra rushers and leave our secondary in 1-on-1 coverage.
Yep.
I do not get that.
I don't either.
Especially when our secondary, not only is it backups, but it's slow backups. That they're getting beat downfield. Do you remember the last time we had that many downfield completions by the other team?
No.
I don't.
No, it's really tough to watch.
It is.
I don't know. I used to feel like, you know, to support your team, you really want to pay attention to the game and stuff like that. But they're not earning it right now. And I mean from, again, I've said this for the past few weeks, top down from the people that are supposed to be replacing people to the people that are calling the plays and the people that are supposed to be playing the plays that are called.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to surf the net while you're watching the Packer game, man, I'm not going to hold it against you because it isn't fun to watch right now.
No, it's not. I mean, typically, even when you're not winning, if it's a good game, you're still a football fan.
Right.
They're not good games.
Yeah, and it's hard to stay interested.
Joe Thomas got his first major playing time last week, started this week. They said before the game started, the announcers did, that he's mainly a coverage linebacker. He's going to struggle against the run. And they were very right. Usually, you know, we like to dump on the announcers, mm-hmm. but in this case, they had good intel.
Yeah, Well, there really isn't much positive we can talk about.
So. No. We'll talk. We'll get to the positive. I'll let you know when we get there.
So,
but Joe Thomas's dad, we did talk about that. Mm-hmm. 55 years old, playing his first game for his son's alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the practice squad or scout team, whatever you call it in college. I'm not sure. For 4 years, and he got a run for I think 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah.
And on his last game, so that's fun.
Yeah, that is cool. That's,
and he now has the record for the oldest person to play in a Division I NCAA game, probably.
So think about that. 55. I'm not quite there yet.
About half a decade away.
I can't imagine doing
How
that.
About 5 years ago? So 10 years away from being 55.
No, I can't. I mean, I got a fake hit that I had put in 15 years ago. I got, yeah, there's no
way. Well, yeah, it'd be unfair for you to be out there. You're half machine at this point. You're like the Terminator.
Well, at least our run defense is picking up.
Yeah. I think you misread the
notes
there.
I'm just playing here.
Every week, we seem to kind of retreat back to mediocrity little by little. Do a little bit worse than the week before. As of 2 weeks ago, we were still the number one run defense, even though we weren't the same as we had been. But we're trying to get rid of that.
We don't like that title.
No. Daniels double teamed every play, basically.
Totally.
They know what they're doing there.
But that tells you that the other guys aren't stepping up
because they should be getting there. Peppers had a great game.
He did have a good game.
Probably the best game I think he's had as a Packer.
Who was back?
Shady's back. Clay's back.
Clay was back, which allowed Peppers to have a good game.
Yeah. Clay was back. Like you said, not 100%. He kind of getting pushed around, but good to have him back in there. Let's see here. We talked about the secondary being banged up. We did not talk about allowing a record number of points over the last four games.
No.
More than since before Lombardi.
Serious?
Yeah. Well, going into this game, so a three-game stretch, we allowed more points than we have since, like, 1958, the year before Lombardi.
I did not know that. Well, that's just, boy, you're just a bunch of good news.
And then we had another bad game, so I'm sure we even extended that record now.
Yeah, so if you want any more good news, go to Bleeding Green and Gold on Facebook.
Yeah, you act like I share all the bad news on our page.
You do.
It's just that there's not good news. Not that I share bad news. I just share the news.
Dante Jones.
Dayton Jones.
That's how I say it.
I've heard it both ways. Dayton Jones had every game we need one. One of his stupid penalties. So we had another this game.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure why I put it on. On the notes there, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, let's move on to special teams.
Kicking in the wind, we talked about with Rogers throwing in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
You had Crosby miss that one field goal. I think they missed an extra point, right? Mm-hmm. Record day for extra points missed.
Oh, yeah, the whole day, not just our game.
I think it came to 12 on the week.
Crazy, like way over.
Yeah. The record was set at 11, then we extended it to bring it to 12.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they wanted. They moved it back. They wanted to not be guaranteed, and it happened.
It just like all in 1 week.
Yeah, who was it that got three, though? It wasn't the Lions, was it?
The Vikings?
No, they got one. Okay. There was one team that accounted for three of them.
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's not good. Cobb was returning punts. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No forgiveness by the coaches for Terrell Davis. He dropped that one punt. And then they're like, you're out of there. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but and I wish they did that more often because sometimes they hang on.
Lombardi style.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to sit them for the whole freaking game or the next game.
Yeah, just sit them down a bit.
Like Bo, for the former Wisconsin Badgers basketball coach.
He did that a lot.
Where a guy would do a stupid penalty, he's like, he would point to the...
He would do the whole game, though.
Not
a lot of the time.
It wasn't the whole game.
Depends on what... Well, if it was just like a bad pass, it wasn't the whole game. But if they did like a stupid thing,
right?
Like,
you know, I mean, if it was really stupid, yeah,
trip someone or something like that, he didn't care. You're done.
Yep, he'd lose the game. Yeah, but it may prove it a point. So, are you ready for the?
I'll let you give away the game. Well, I did it last week.
Well, this isn't a hard one. We didn't have many people to pick.
No.
Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
Let's do the game ball. Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
That's it.
You can text us and we'll send it out.
Nah.
He's having personal issues lately.
He's a whiner. I mean, we'll send it to you, Aaron. Don't bother us.
It's crazy when you have a bad season, what comes out of the woodwork. Oh, he has family issues. The locker room doesn't like him anymore. It's like,
well, anybody that was following the Brett Favre years knows that the same thing happens when it's when Brett was struggling, and so.
They're losing. He's addicted to painkillers. It's just this whole thing.
And then they were right.
And then they were right.
All right, you want to move on to the how we did with our picks?
Yeah, well, we agreed a lot last week on the picks. The only game we split on was the Cardinals and Vikings. Under your own power, you picked the Vikings, and you were right.
Sean forced me to pick the Vikings.
Didn't force you. You're your own person.
Mr. Salesman. So, Jaguars at Lions. We both picked the Lions. Bears at Giants. How could you pick the Bears? We both went to the Giants. Sean went with the Cardinals. And it was a tough one because I could see it 50-50 on that one. Vikings are still a talented team.
And they were at home in a loud stadium. Mm-hmm.
They're struggling with the running game as well. But so I got that one. Sean did not. We both picked the Packers over the Redskins.
Because we're idiots.
So this week.
For the first time in Bleeding Green and Gold history, Mike Reagan of the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast is up in the pick'em.
And we're done. This is our last
podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, my almost lover.
That's all, folks. So you're up by one. How's it feel?
It's exciting. It's the only good thing that's going on right now.
You want me to give you the traveling trophy now or later?
No, do it later it up with some good beer. Stella.
There we go. All right, so hope you enjoyed it. We'll move on to these week's picks.
Okay.
Vikings at Lions, who you got?
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I'm going to go with the Lions. You asked me.
I was going to say, do you want to know what I'm doing? And I was going to just say.
Sure. I take it back.
I'm a coin flip. Whoever you pick, I'm just going to pick the other one.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'll take the Vikings.
Okay.
All right.
Titans at Bears.
Well, this isn't actually that hard.
No.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
Absolutely.
You know, Jay Cutler might be out for the season. Hurt his shoulder.
I did not hear that.
When
did that come out?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Today, it came out that it might not be season ending. But it also came out that he probably will never be a starter again after this year. That's what they're thinking in the media.
Wow.
Brian Hoyer, their backup who played so well, he's still out. So they have, I don't know who, filling in. And they took a practice squad player from the Colts,
what
I think it was.
Favre is coming back.
Favre's coming back.
That would be
making his round of the NFC North.
Every team in the North.
Besides, yeah.
So you
he just needs
to
play for the Lions, and he's got it. Yeah, I'm Titans.
You have to go. I have to go with the Titans as well.
All right, and I'm picking the Packers. I can't pick against them.
Why?
Because I can't.
Why?
If I pick against the Packers, I would feel worse about being right than I would about picking the Packers and being wrong.
Why?
Because I'm a homer.
That's
you want to say why again?
I'm going to pick the Eagles. Because I'm going to break this jinx.
Another record for the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast. One of us is picked against the Packers.
Because I'm trying to flip this thing. We keep picking them every
week.
Flip
the script.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Eagles, hoping that the Eagles lose and the Packers win.
You should add in a sound bite now. Like, after that pick, it should be like, doo-doo-doo, like horns going off. Pew-pew-pew. Making history today.
I wish we had, like, we need video where your facial expressions are crazy. Okay.
Well, you're going to sound dub over me making the bad sound effects with the good sound
effects. No, I'm leaving those sound effects in. I'm not gonna add anything.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm crying here, dude. Okay, well.
So that'll be interesting. Two games we differ on, and you picked against the green and gold.
Yeah, but really only half picking it against them.
Yeah, because the other team's green.
No, because I'm hoping that I'm wrong.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, here's hoping that we can turn it around.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating a win next week, hopefully.
You don't put money on it?
No.
Okay. Until next week.
Go, Pack, go.
Can't get worse.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go, Pack, go.